I'm Madeline Brandon. This is Day to Day. Spring seems oh so far away with all that snow in the Northeast and rain here in the West. And spring cleaning is probably the last thing on most of our minds right now. But writer Marcos McPeak Villatoro thinks the dead of winter is the perfect time for spring cleaning, and he sent us this essay.
This is an odd time of year. The ancient Druids used to believe that in winter, nature died. So they'd wait for its rebirth in the spring. Winter is a strange, still time. Now, as a modern dad, I envy the Druids. They could chill out for a whole season, regain a sense of perspective. In modern L.A., all I get is a few days' breathing space now that soccer practice and games are done, and my daughter's weekend art classes have wrapped up for the semester. School's out, and my wife Michelle and I can now go whole hours without having to get in the van and lug a kid somewhere. We have transformed from parents back into a couple. We turn to each other, I gaze into the green depths of her eyes, and then we walk, hand in hand, into the garage. Yes, it's cleaning time. What we call the garage is so stacked with bric-a-brac, we haven't put our cars there for over 2 years. Instead, we've parked boxes of letters from a time before email, envelopes with stamps from the late 70s and early 80s, lovelorn letters Michelle and I wrote each other before we married. Then that big vein of letters sent to and from Central America when we lived there, and some old photos that make me smile and wince. That goofy-looking guy with his hair in a mullet can't really be me. So I move boxes around and I throw stuff out, but I can't get any work out of Michelle. When she's not picking through the garbage can to inventory what I've deemed as trash, she's sitting with a half-empty box of papers that the kids scribbled on in the first halves of their lives. She stacks the drawings in an order so you can see the gradual development of a young artist, Emily's stick figures of 8 years ago into the full caricatures of today. I moan and complain. I mutter about how we're never going to get this garage cleaned out before the new year. But then she says, "Hey, look at this one." And of course I sit down on the cold cement floor next to her. This is the garage, for heaven's sake, the stopping point between the house and the garbage truck. This filthy room with its rickety tin door that never opens on the first push of the button, and it's the place where we store the memories of our life together. 23 years of treasured detritus, and I realize that this garage may never see our cars again. But maybe, like an ancient druid, I need to just chill out. Regain a sense of perspective, and realize perhaps that's not so bad.
Marcos McPeak Villatoro is a writer living here in Los Angeles.